We definitively proved to Josh that 90s music is a genre on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of April 8th. I'm Sarah Kovash and I'm taking charge of Social Club this week and introducing Josh Rollerson.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Nice intro.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of pressure. And then, of course, Rachel Carlson from Yelp Pittsburgh is here.
Take charge, Sarah.
I know. I'm feeling like I have too much power now.
You're looking
I just don't
authoritative
even...
over there.
Your head is getting bigger as we speak.
I feel authoritative right now.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Josh is ready to hand over the reins and sit back and
do you feel
do
like?
Nothing.
Yep. I have officially nothing to contribute now. I'm just going to make smart remarks and that's it.
Josh is just going to coast from here on out.
Pretty much.
Ugh.
You still have the most developed radio voice of everyone here. So.
Yeah, it's very true.
I don't know what you mean.
We like to scream and shout and have levels all over the place, but that's just technical talk.
Modulation.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning how to not whisper constantly now.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
That's okay.
Should we call this meeting to order?
Yes.
Yeah. So Sarah went out. Oh, the gavel
there it is.
Struck.
There it is.
Yep. I heard Sarah was at the Pirates.
Yeah, I didn't go to the game, but we tailgated. I made buffalo chicken dip. There's a bunch of delicious food that all immediately froze when we got out there because it was – I don't know if you guys were out tailgating at all. Mm-mm. If you weren't, you made the right choice because even though I love doing it with all of our friends, it was miserable.
Yuck.
And the thing is, it was so sunny out, and we watched the baseball game later, and it looked so beautiful at PNC Park. And I just remember saying, I was like, I feel like everybody thinks it's a beautiful day here, and it's not. I want them to know how we suffered at the tailgate in the cold.
It wasn't that bad by afternoon, though.
Yeah, you know what's so funny is I was like standing outside later in the day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I'm so glad that it's like a little bit warmer for the Pirates people.
I heard a bunch of people say that, but that's when we went to the bar to watch the game. So we were inside from then on out, and it didn't really matter. So
well, poor thing.
Those people are all posers. You are hardcore because you were there first thing in the morning drinking beer in the parking lot. That makes you a fan.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Well, what'd you guys do? You weren't tailgating?
Well, it was my birthday, so...
That's right.
I went to E2. Well, my husband was sick in bed, so I ran away from him, which was sad but true.
That's what you do, man.
Yeah. And my parents came down, and we went to E2, and my dad and mom are always the pickiest people ever. My dad is unimpressed with everything and anything, and all of them... My mother-in-law tends to complain at times. Everyone was just blown over by how good the food was. Like, they all just, my mother-in-law kept saying, other than the fact that she was super pissed that they don't carry milk, because we went for brunch.
Really?
And they're a weird milk family. Like, Kevin will drink milk with every single meal, like dinner, spaghetti, meatballs.
But it's so filling. I need that space for food.
I know. It's very odd, but they love milk. But anyway, she was upset about that. But other than that, everyone was raving. The donuts there. Oh, my gosh.
I've never had them. I've only eaten their food at events. So I haven't actually been to the restaurant.
The brunch, the dinners. They do a Sunday sauce series where famed Rick Seeback goes, I hear a lot, where they do a family-style Italian meal, I think once a month on Sundays. But it's an excellent restaurant. So if you have not been, run, don't walk, to E2.
I've been meaning to go there.
So. Yeah. Have you been, Josh?
Good tip. No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. Tip date night.
All right.
Date night tip. Yeah, it's very good. Italian-based food with deliciousness. With donuts.
I think in a former life I was Italian because I really love Italian food.
Mm-hmm. I accept you, even though you're blonde. It's okay. I accept you.
You're so inclusive, Rachel.
I know.
Thank you.
But we do have a lot going on this weekend, so I'm excited to talk about it, especially over the fact that a lot of stuff last weekend I realized was sold out already. So it's nice that we have some things coming up that you guys can all attend.
We do it a little in advance, so.
Yeah, but we've got a lot going on. So first up, we can talk about Bridal Revival. So even if you were not a bride, you have a million bridesmaids dresses, like 27 dresses, this is the event for you. So basically what they are doing, Glitter and Grit, which is a indie independent bridal shop that has beautiful dresses in Lawrenceville, is throwing an event where you can wear your dress again if you were a bride or a bridesmaid. So I am super excited to see some pretty awful dresses too. No offense to anyone.
Are you going to go and wear your dress?
Sad fact is I may not be able to fit into it anymore, but I do have some pretty awful bridesmaids dresses, so I may be doing that.
So this whole event is just a pretext for you to get like just a little bit more use out of an expensive garment that
absolutely
you resent
wearing. Or the really awesome thing is that if you do not want to wear your dress and want to just dress up and be fancy and drink some cocktails, they're going to have a donation center for Brides for a Cause and DHS Project Prom. So a bridal dress or a prom / bridesmaid dress can be donated. And then all the proceeds for the event are going to be donated to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. So that's pretty awesome.
Is there any substantive difference between a prom dress and a bridesmaid's dress?
Not really.
Are they pretty much interchangeable?
I think sometimes girls buy cheap wedding dresses.
I was
to
just
going to
say
dresses.
That. I had a seamstress that was like talking to me about how she was fixing up a girl's prom dress that was actually a wedding dress. So
I actually have a really pretty bridesmaid dress that I wore in the one wedding I've been in that I'd love to donate.
What are you doing Friday, Sarah?
No, actually, I won't be around. Or that sounds fun. We did go to another wedding expo kind of thing together once, even though we were not getting married, but it was fun.
You could potentially donate it here if you were not going out of town, but you can buy tickets. $75 goes to a good cause. It's at the Hotel Monaco. Or
there's also a dance party Friday night at the Ace Hotel.
Dance party, Title Town.
Their soul and funk party.
Mm-hmm.
So you can boogie starting at 9 p.m. and, I don't know, practice your best Bee Gees moves or...
Yeah. Go see the beautiful Ace Hotel. I worked out of there the other day for a couple hours. It was very nice. It was not as packed as I thought it would be. When I walked into the Ace in New York, it's like a timeshare. It's like a, what am I thinking? The work hubs. Shared space.
Why can't I?
Are you thinking of an internet cafe?
No, shared
like
space.
Work Hard or the Beauty Shop or there's a bunch of them in Pittsburgh. Why?
Thrill Mill? Is that one of those things?
No.
Or confusing
kind of. Well, they're like an incubator, but they do a similar
workspaces,
thing.
Like shared workspaces. I don't know why I'm like brain farting on
it. Yeah, no, there's a term for it, and I can't think of it either. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
But
anyway.
Yeah, we'll think of it later. Someone can tweet us and tell us that we're dum-dums. But
I don't even have any guesses, so I'm the dumbest dum-dum.
No, but Ace Hotel is super cool, and you're able to see art, too, because they have they're borrowing art exhibit from the Carnegie, I think, Teenie Harris still. So.
And they have the bar that's in the gym, right? Because it's the old YMCA.
They have a bar outside of the gym. There's the Whitfield restaurant, which is on one side, then the bar is on the other side of the lobby, and then the gym, which is still a gym but has events, is I would assume where the dance party will be held.
That's gonna have, speaking of prom, that's gonna have a very kind of high school dance kind of feel.
I know,
which is awesome.
I know, leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Co-working
space. Oh my gosh. That is like the easiest thing ever.
Thanks, Google.
I know. I saw Josh furiously Googling. If you would also like a little nightlife, maybe even before you go over to Title Town, the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum is hosting their first ever 21 plus night, which is from 6 to 8. And I am very excited about Soldiers and Sailors because we will be doing a Yelp party in June. So mark your calendars.
Ooh.
But it's a beautiful space. And
it is.
I think that I was having my boss and I were riding by and I said, that's where I'm going to have my party. And she was like, what? Like the space is so beautiful, even from the outside. Like it's very imposing.
It's impressive. But yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful architecture. So it's also a museum. And it's cool
that check out the exhibits during the event, right?
Yeah, so it's only $5, and they'll have some vintage cocktails. They'll be doing some music, and obviously you'll be able to check out the exhibits. So
also, I saw very important to me that they're going to have meat and cheese plates. So they pretty much had me with that.
Oh, okay. Well, then that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meat and cheese plates for Sarah. So
even if it's just like, you know, cheddar cubes and chip-chop ham, I'll be there.
Chip-chop ham. She's good. and then moving on to Saturday, we have Vintage Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Vintage Mixer.
So this is actually called Vintage Pittsburgh. So Heinz.
Oh.
Heinz History Center does a Vintage Pittsburgh event every year, and they partnered with Pittsburgh Vintage Mixer, which is an organization that brings vintage vendors together, and they'll be doing that in May. This is with collaboration with Neighborhood Flea this time. So Neighborhood Flea is an organization that does...
I think I made a faux pas. I think those are dueling vintage.
It's okay. I want to explain it because I think people may be confused about this.
I'm so perplexed.
Yes.
Competing vintage events.
Not competing. It can be a shared space because I love vintage and I'm going to both.
Yeah,
so
I feel there's room for both in Pittsburgh.
I will be spending my hard-earned money at both. But yeah, Vintage Pittsburgh at the History Center with Neighborhood Flea. So they'll have vintage vendors as well as makers. And what's cool is you can also pay to get into the museum and hang out at the whole museum, and they have the toys exhibit going on. Which,
yeah.
Have you guys seen yet?
Yes. Actually, we went, Megan, my counterpart here, and I went and took pictures for our website, and they have an arcade set up, which is my favorite part.
Yeah.
I haven't been there. I get it. I understand the appeal, but the idea of visiting a museum to look at toys just seems crazy to me because my life is toys, picking them up and stepping on them. I'm not paying money to look at toys.
Introduce your kids to toys they've never seen
before.
This is
what toys looked like in the old times.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were blocks.
When I was a child, we would make a doll out of a corn husk.
Oh, my gosh.
Not that old.
You'd just roll the hoop down the street with a stick.
I am going to bet that that's half true. It's a really cool exhibit, though. And I think what's cool about it is that you also do get to play with some of the toys, too, Josh. So,
yeah.
Oh, good.
Right. Yeah, and you may be a little nostalgic.
I bet they'd even let you pick them up and clean them up.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Well, I can relate
to
that.
in a basket.
Up your alley.
Yeah. Josh, you're going in this corner, and you're going to pick up some toys.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay, good.
If Josh wasn't turned off enough, he is completely turned off now.
Well, if you don't want to end up in the toys exhibit, you can also just hang out and buy stuff with the vendors at the vintage fair. And that's from 10 to 3 on Saturday. And then...
there's something exciting happening this weekend. Unfortunately, I will be out of town, and I'm so bummed I'm missing this, but there is a 90s bar crawl on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying.
Love 90s.
All right. Can I just, how well do you two remember the 90s? Is it like some distant mythic era to you?
I feel like the most influential music in my life came from the 90s. Mm-hmm. I love 90s music so much.
Just the idea that there is a category that we would refer to as 90s music is, that's weird to me.
Is 80s music weird? I
came of age during that time, and that's just music, and everything else is stuff that came later.
Okay. Well,
I'm used to compartmentalizing like 80s music as a genre. Like there's some
90s music has a very distinct 90s sound.
Yeah.
You've got kind of the like grunge music. You've got
the R&B and pop.
Yeah,
and
the pop stuff. I can't even
boy
tell
bands?
You. Mariah Carey's Music Box.
Oh my God.
Are you making
the case that there is some like formal continuity between Boys to Men and Nirvana, say? That there is a 90s sound that's common to them?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they are together. I mean, they're two different, distinct 90s
but
sounds.
But I put
I
them
say,
both
yes.
in the 90s category.
Yes, they were both recorded and popular in the 1990s. This is true.
Oh, Josh, come on. All right.
Well,
my role here is
today.
Curmudgeonly old coot. I'm just doing my job.
Well, maybe if you
what
want
did you
to...
listen to in the 90s, Josh?
I guess what everybody else listened to.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm wearing my Spice Girls t-shirt today.
He's got on his thick platform shoes.
Yeah, Spice World is his DVD of choice whenever he dusts off the old DVD player.
This is true.
Yep. Well, if you would like to be nostalgic, Josh, $20 gets you into this bar crawl. You get a signature crawl cup. You also get drink specials at all of the different bars in the South Side, which this is where it's going on, is the South Side. And obviously, they're going to have 90s music, which is awesome.
That'll save me a lot of money on the jukebox, because that's all I play when I go to the bar anyway. So
yeah, so a lot of Cotton Eye Joe, probably.
Yep, that's just on repeat.
Cotton Eye Joe.
My 1999 iPod, that's what they call them, right?
Yes. iPod. They're still around too, Josh. Yeah. Crazy enough, they're still around. And then if you would like a little slower pace to round out your weekend on Sunday is breakfast and a movie. So this is something they do often at the Hollywood Theater, which the Hollywood Theater is an amazing place in Dormont.
I enjoy it.
And they are doing breakfast with Eliza's Oven, which is a very awesome breakfast and sweet and savory pastry. I shouldn't say breakfast, because sweet and savory pastries for all of the different categories of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they'll be doing this, the breakfast before the movie, but it is $15 total. You have to get your tickets on ShowClix on Thursday. So if you're listening on Thursday, definitely grab your tickets for the breakfast part. But the movie part, you can still get at the door for $8. And American in Paris is a classic. So
I saw that one. That looks pretty fun. That looks like a good way to do brunch.
Yeah. It's a good way to do brunch.
Will they have mimosas, though? That's very integral.
You can BYOB at Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Fun fact. Yeah, so that's always an awesome.
I would have done it anyway, but I feel like now I know it's acceptable.
Yeah, totally. I mean, why not? And then we also have Tea, Tales, and Taksim. And this is at Arnold's Tea on Sunday. And it's from, oh, I'm sorry.
I thought you said like toxins. Like
Toxin.
Toxin.
Yeah, I'm assuming they'll explain this a little more. It's actually on Saturday, so I'm sorry. I'm slowing down the pace for Saturday from 2 to 3:30. And I love Arnold's Tea. They do a lot of different events. I've been seeing more and more, actually. But they're going to be doing tea and scones as well as musical entertainment and featuring a bunch of different storytellers there and some flamingo dancing. So it sounds like a all-over interesting event.
Flamingo dancing.
Flamingo dancing. That will be standing on
that
one leg the whole time.
Flamingo dancing. Flamingo dancing is just, yes.
It's what it sounds like.
Flamingos. So yeah, a pretty packed weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm exhausted already.
I know. Josh, so what are you picking to go to? Or fantasize about going to?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do it all.
Okay, good.
I know Josh will be. He'll be there at Carson City listening to the 90s music.
Totally. I know. We'll see him in a Spice Girls t-shirt.
I'll be wearing my flannel.
Oh, flannel now.
Yeah.
Flannel. He'll be playing Nirvana then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nirvana. So have a great weekend, albeit maybe a little bit cold. We'll heat up the dance floor.
Spice up your life.
Yeah, we'll spice up your life.
I feel like I should play us out with 90s music now.
Like, zig a zig. Ah, guys.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
And out.
Okay, on that note, bye.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.